Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with episode 119 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm talking about the fact that I don't like treating. And maybe you don't either, and you've just been a little bit scared to say it. Let's chat. But first, DJ, give me that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Gonna try and actually make it Thursday shorty style this time. If you guys tuned in last week, it was a Thursday very much not so shorty, and I thank you for tuning into the full episode. There was just no way I could, I guess there would be a way, but it was just, there's a lot of content I wanted to cover, and I actually am still very, very proud of that episode. So if you haven't checked it out, I was talking about how to find a good provider, and I'll link it in the show notes. But today, I want to talk about the fact that I don't personally like treating. So I'm all about Instagram. I posted on my stories the other day, one of those ask me anything, you know, stories. And one of the questions I received was, what PT setting could you never work in and why? And, you know, the initial answer to this is I knew that I could never work in neuro, and I could definitely never work in peds. It was just, they're just both too hard. Like, bless you, if that's what you guys do, you are fucking amazing. I knew from the jump that I wanted outpatient ortho. I wanted, you know, people with a performance or any kind of performance goals. Not like, oh, professional athletes, but just people that wanted to like get back to doing anything. Not like workers' comp, and I didn't really want a big Medicare population. If you work with the geriatric population, also, you are phenomenal. I knew what I wanted, and like, you know, it was traditional outpatient ortho. I also said in that answer that I could definitely never go back to working for someone or working in a clinic. I am completely unemployable at this point. I've tasted, you know, what I consider to be freedom. I know what I want, and I'm going after it full, you know, full steam. And there's no way that I could go back to that other model. But, and I'll link this episode also, it is totally okay and wonderful if you want to be an employee. It's not for me, but there's nothing at all wrong with it, right? We're in this entrepreneurial renaissance, and that's awesome too, but if it's not for you, no worries. So the last part of my answer was, you know, real talk, I don't like treating, and I never really have. And it was really interesting because I wrote a bunch of responses to, you know, a bunch of ask me anything questions on the stories. And this one hands down got the most traction. And a lot of the comments that people wrote, they're all good, by the way, all positive. But a lot of the things that, you know, people were writing back to me were like, thank you for saying this. I've been feeling this, or I feel this, and I have guilt or shame around it. And I'm scared to say anything about it. And, you know, thank you. So that's actually, I did a little poll afterwards and I was like, you guys are hitting me up secretly, sliding into my DMs. Would you like me to do a, you know, full podcast episode about this? And the overwhelming response, it was 98% of you guys said yes, 2% said no. If you said no, I hate you. No, you're entitled to be wrong. But so you guys wanted it. So, you know, let's talk about this a little bit. I graduated from PT school in 2010, and, you know, I started treating, and I enjoy working with people. I do. I can be a bit of a curmudgeon sometimes to people who know me, but I did enjoy working with people, but it never really set my soul on fire. Like, I just found myself getting bogged down by the nuts and bolts of it, I guess you would say. Like, you know, I love assessment, and I still absolutely love assessment, but patient management was just never something that I liked, and I, to this day, don't like it. Like, you know, if someone wants to come in and be like, hey, I have this going on, would love to know what you think, cool, but I'm not trying to hold their hand through an entire plan of care. I've always been fairly independent, and maybe, you know, I want that for other people. I don't know, but I definitely never liked the 2 times, 3 times a week model, especially for that, because I was like, dude, I just freaking saw you. Like, how much has changed? And also, you're a grown-up. Do your stuff. So that was definitely something that made me really fond of the cash-based model, because realistically, people don't want to be coming in multiple times a week if they're paying you cash. And you don't have to see people multiple times a week, which is awesome, right? It's win-win. Either they pay you and they do their things, or they don't come back. So, you know, everyone wins. So that was something that definitely pushed me into that cash model, and I think kept me treating longer, because it allowed me to do a lot more assessment and then just kind of keeping tabs on them, but not having to babysit them or anything like that. So real talk, when I was thinking about this episode, and when I say that I don't like treating and I'm talking to people, I'm always a little bit cautious. One, because, you know, I don't want to be judged, but two, I don't want to, especially regarding my new grads, just kind of give them an easy way out. I'm not sure if that's even the right phrase, but I'm cautious, especially in saying this to new grads. And Danny Matei and I had this discussion, and he actually, did an episode that he was speaking about this. And one of the things that I'd like you to do, if you feel like maybe this is you, is sit and really ask yourself, do I not like treating, or do I not like treating where I work? Right? There's a big difference. Like, do you hate the place you work, or do you not really enjoy the actual treatment side of it? Because I was actually talking to my friend Crispin today from Down Under, and he was saying, you know, we've been talking for a while, and, you know, a few months ago we had spoken, and he was just seeing a lot more people. And since then, he's cut back on the volume, and he's in a really, really good place. And I've seen that a lot, and I've heard that a lot, and I talk to a lot of you guys, and we talk about burnout. And that is one way that you can help manage it, because a lot of you love treating, and that is freaking awesome. And some of you may be kind of on the fence about it, but then you kind of sit and realize, like, actually, it's this demographic that I don't like, or it's the number, the sheer volume of patients I have that I don't like. So if that's the case, you know, I'm going to plug my man again. Danny Matei is a phenomenal resource for those of you that are like, hey, I want to think about doing my own thing. I want to get into that performance cash-based model and see who I want, when I want. But again, that means that you become the boss and have to deal with all that shit that surrounds it. But if you feel like you're getting burned out and that you don't like treatment, you really got to sit and ask yourself, do I not like treatment, or do I not like the people I'm working with or the place that I'm working? Because if it's the latter, you can fix that, and you should fix that. But as it relates to me, I don't like treating, and I don't feel bad about saying that. There was absolutely a time where I was really hush-hush about that, and I didn't want to say it, and I was worried about how I would be perceived, and now I don't really give a fuck, because, you know, we have to be doing, or we need more people out there doing what they are passionate about. So when people reach out to me and they'll ask, like, do you still treat? And I'm just like, no, I really don't. Every now and then I'll treat my friends. I do a ton of assessment at my courses. I keep in touch with people from there, but it's not my jam. I'm not passionate about it. And I think you would be better served by someone who is absolutely passionate about treating. My guy, Adam Wolf, he freaking loves to treat. And that's awesome. Danny, you know, he still loves to treat. That's why he runs the business, and he still has hours that he holds there. I personally don't like it, so I don't do it. One of the questions that I was fearful I would come against by saying that, or come up against by saying that, would be people who I'm teaching will be like, well, how do you even know what you're talking about then? And that's a very good question. And I got a few things that I kind of respond to that with. One, I am definitely still keeping up with what's trending, what's working. I'm testing things out on myself, testing things out on my friends, talking to people. It's not just like I sit around and brainstorm, like, I'm going to put this concept in my course or on Instagram, and who knows if it works, right? I am doing the footwork behind it, but I am also very much about teaching concepts. And it's one of the reasons I love working for Rock Tape, is that we deliver concepts. Yes, we'll give you some techniques to help you understand that concept. But like we say in our course, when you understand a technique, you know a single technique. When you understand a concept, you know 1,000 techniques. So I work on delivering concepts. I think it's one of the things that I'm very strong at, is you know, amalgamating. Jill Miller talks about that. And I think I do that also, where I'll take from this, I'll take from that, and I'm able to see the commonalities between these things, the similarities, and then parse it out and make it digestible for people. Additionally, I actually put this as a daily maestroism at one point. It's a little poem there. Techniques are many, concepts are few. Techniques often change, concepts rarely do. One more time for folks in the back. Techniques are many, concepts are few. Techniques often change, concepts rarely do. So it's not the type of thing where you just like stick your feet in and you're like, I'm holding my ground and never changing. No, but understanding that the technique by which you're delivering that concept, those will change, whether you're dry-needling someone, whether you're manipulating them, you're doing, you know, eye stim, whatever. Those are all techniques. It's the concepts behind it that you really need to understand, because whether we're doing soft tissue work or we're using a tool, they're going to have very similar effects, and they're going to work, quote unquote, or help that person oftentimes by very similar mechanisms. And so if we understand those concepts, suddenly it's like, well, I could use this to do that. I could use this to do that. I could use that to do that. Or I could use that other thing. And so that's what I deliver when I teach, which is one of the things that makes me feel confident in the fact that even though I don't treat a ton and I don't like treating, I can still help people and can still educate people. You know, I treated for about 8 years. And during that time, I gathered a shit ton of concepts. And any of you guys that are out there practicing, you know you do. The flip side is that you also start to see is a lot of the same shit over and over again. Like, yes, every person is different, and that's what can make it fun for people, because of their personality and them, not because of you're delivering a different, specifically different technique, and it's like so novel and new each time. It's really not. What changes is kind of the game plan, but what you're actually doing is the same, right? So after a while, it's like you can only treat but so many ACLs. So I was like, I never really enjoyed it that much. Like, you know, I gave 110%, and I'm sure all of you do, when I was treating. But really, and I said all the time, you got to be fearless in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Go after what sets your soul on fire. Dr. J-Pop posted an awesome quote about that, roughly about that, the other day. We're just saying that that's what the world needs, right? We need more people that are pursuing their passion, not more people that are just good at things and working on skills, people that are pursuing their passion. And if your passion is treatment, amazing. We need people that do that. If your passion is something else, but you have a degree in something like physical therapy or chiropractic, that's awesome too. I did a podcast a while back. I'll link that too, talking about how physical therapy is the best first career because it prepares you for so many other things, right? You get these incredible soft skills and you can go into teaching, you can go into coaching, you can go into something completely different if you want, right? So overall, I'm going to wrap this up here because I have, I am looking at the clock and I do want to keep this as like a Thursday, mostly kind of roughly shorty. So the big thing here, it's okay if you don't like treating. First, though, make sure that you actually don't like treating, and it's not that you just hate the place you work or hate the population that you are working with. Two other, you know, quick kind of asides and take-home points that I want you to get from this is, one, if someone asks you to ask them anything or says, ask me anything, ask. Because both parties can and likely will totally benefit. So thank you to whoever out there. I know who you are, but I don't know if you want me to say your name. So whoever you are out there who asked that question. And if someone, you know, puts that out there, ask me anything, do it. If someone puts out, you know, a call to action in an email or on a post or something, reach out. Follow up on that call to action. I think people think that, oh, they're not going to write back. Or they're not going to see it. They're not going to answer. Right. Okay. Go ahead and do it. And the second thing is that I want you guys to consider leading by example. You never know who you're inspiring or who you're motivating just by doing what you do and just by living your most authentic life. And that's what really the messages that I got in return for saying this were. And it was really amazing. And I put that out there as kind of like, yeah, this is me. This is my truth. I don't like doing this. And so many people were just like, thank you. I was scared to say this. And you know, this inspires me. This gives me confidence to kind of take next steps and lets me know it's okay. So you, each of you out there, work on doing that. I know it's scary to be your authentic self, but you know, that ripple effect is so very real, and you never know who you're helping out. All right. So closing the loop of learning, as my guy Dr. K likes to say, I personally don't like treating. I love coaching. I love teaching, and I plan to throw myself into that fully moving forward. If you want more information on my coaching and mentoring or on my classes, I will drop the link in the show notes. If you go to my website, www.themovementmaestro.com, it'll all be there too. So if you don't have access to the show notes, head on over to the website. It's all there. Alrighty, friends. Thank you for tuning in for this Thursday kind of shorty. Maybe this will be the new standard for the shorty, right? We'll say 15 minutes is the shorty. Anything longer is like a kind of shorty. And then if it's like 45 minutes, that's just crazy talk. All right, officially signing out. Thanks again, guys. Until next time, friends, Maestro